بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول. Still in this chapter of doing things for the prohibition of doing things for show, for name and fame, that we should do everything sincerely only for Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, I heard Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Inna awwala an-nasi yuqdha yawm al-qiyamati alayhi rajulun istushhida. That the first among the first people on whom judgment will be made on the day of Qiyamah will be a person who became shaheed in the battle in the path of Allah Ta'ala. فَأُوْتِيَ بِهِ فَعَرَّفَهُ نِعْمَهُ. Then he will be brought and Allah Ta'ala will remind him of all his favors upon him. What favors Allah Ta'ala did. Allah gave him so much jazbah, so much feeling for deen that he went right into the battlefield and he fought and he became a shaheed also. فَعَرَفَهَا. And he will recognize all the favors of Allah which Allah had blessed him with. قَالَ فَمَا عَمِلْتَ بِهَا فِيهَا. He will be asked, what did you do with regard to all these favors of mine which I had blessed you with? قَالَ قَاتَلْتُ فِيكَ حَتَّى اسْتُشْهِدْتُهَا. He says, I made jihad in your path and so much so that I finally became shaheed. I gave my life, which is the most dearest thing to a person, that also I gave for you, O Allah. قَالَ كَذَبْتُ. Allah Ta'ala will say, no, you are lying. قَاتَلْتَ لَأَنْ يُقَالْ جَرِيٌ. You fought so that the people could say that he's a very brave man. That that the people say that just look what a brave man he was, how he fought, and he went right into the enemy and he fought there. فَقَدْ قِيلَ. And this has been said already. For what you did, that amal of yours, you got the reward. People praised you already. ثم أمر به فسحب على وجهه. And then the command will be given and then he will be dragged on his face حتى ألقي في النار, until he will be thrown into the fire of Jahannam. So this is one of the most senior acts in our deen, that is to fight in the path of Allah, to become a shaheed. But even such a person, just because his niyat was not correct, we can see that he also goes to the fire of Jahannam. وَرَجُلًا تَعَلَّمَ الْعِلْمُ وَعَلَّمَهُ. The second person will be that it will be a person who had acquired knowledge and then he taught knowledge. His whole life he taught. Normally we will think also of such a person as a very pious person, that his whole youth he acquired knowledge, his whole life he taught knowledge. وَقَرَعَ الْقُرْآنِ. And he read Qur'an Sharif also, that is, he became a hafiz, he became a qari as well. فَأُوْتِيَ بِهِ. He will be brought for questioning. فَعَرَّفَهُ نِعْمَهُ فَعَرَفَهَا. Allah Ta'ala will remind him of all the favors of Allah, that I gave you this knowledge, I gave you that knowledge, how much you had learned, how much you had spread deen, you had spoken, you had given bayans, you had taught, etc. قَالْ فَمَا عَمِلْتَ فِيهَا. And then he will be asked, what did you do with all these favors which I had bestowed you with? قَالَ تَعَلَّمْتُ الْعِلْمَ وَعَلَّمْتُهُ. He says that I learned knowledge and then I taught it to others as well. وَقَرَأْتُ فِيكَ الْقُرْآنِ. And I recited the Qur'an Sharif for you. That is, by day and night I made tilawat and I read Qur'an in front of people, how a qari reads, etc. قال, Allah Ta'ala will say, كذبت, you are lying. ولكنك تعلمت ليقال عالم. You did all this, you learned so much so that the people must say he's a alim, he's a great alim, he's the greatest alim. See how much knowledge he has got, see what kind of bayans he gives, etc. All that you did just for your name, so that people must praise you. فَقَدْ قِيلَ. And that has been said already. For what you did it, you wanted praises from people, and that you have got already. ثُمَّ أُمِرَ بِهِ فَسُحِبَ عَلَى وَجْهِهِ حَتَّى أُلْقِيَ فِي النَّارِ. Then a command will be given, he will be dragged on his face, and he will be also thrown into the fire of Jahannam. وَرَجُلٌ وَسَّعَ اللَّهُ عَلِيهِ. And then a third type of person will be brought, whom Allah Ta'ala had given plenty material wealth in this dunya. وَعَاتَاهُ مِنْ أَصْنَافِ الْمَالِ. And he had all different types of wealth, different types of investments, businesses, etc. He was an extremely wealthy person, and he had lot of wealth, and it, in different forms he had wealth. فَأُوْتِيَ بِهِ فَعَرَّفَهُ نَعَمَهُ. He will be brought and he will be reminded of all Allah's favors upon him, that I gave you so much money, I gave you, I made you so wealthy, etc., so prominent, etc. قَالَ فَمَا عَمِلْتَ فِيهَا. What did you do with regard to all this? قَالَ مَا تَرَكْتُ مِنْ سَبِيلٍ تُحِبُّ أَن يُنْفَقَ فِيهَا إِلَّا أَنْفَقْتُ فِيهَا لَكَ. He says, oh Allah, there wasn't any cause, any good cause, any good path where you wanted me to spend, but I had spent in that path for all, for madrasas, masjids, for orphans, for widows, for all good causes. Wherever there was a good cause, I spent the money in that good causes. قَالَ كَذَبْتْ. It will be said, you are lying. وَلَكِنَّكَ فَعَلْتَ لِيُقَالْ جَوَادٌ. You did all this so that the people must say, what a generous person, what a person with what a big heart, that he spends, which in every cause that he can find, he spends. فَقَدْ قِيلْ. And that has been said already. ثُمَّ أُمِرَ بِهِ فَسُحِبَ عَلَى وَجْهِهِ حَتَّى أُلْقِيَ فِي النَّارِ. Then the command will be given, and he will be also dragged on his face, and he will be thrown into the fire of Jahannam. With regard to these three types of people that will be punished, it will be all because they lack sincerity. That we did not learn what, first of all, what sincerity, ikhlas is. We did not take the trouble to learn that, and then to bring that quality within us. It's not enough just to make ibadat, but it is necessary to do it with sincerity. And one simple dua which we all can read now, from by which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam guaranteed sincerity, is Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika shay'an wa ana a'lam wa astaghfiruka lima la a'lam. If we read this dua regularly, inshaAllah, by the barakat of it, Allah will protect us from doing things for name and fame, and total sincerity will come in us. When Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to narrate this hadith, when he narrated it three times, he fell unconscious. And just like Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you people knew what I know, you should have laughed very little and you should have cried a lot. Today we don't worry, we just do all our amal anyhow. We are not worried of the day of Qiyamah, when what a heavy reckoning will take place. Had we known, we should have been very, very concerned, and our lives would have been very different. So, and Hadrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu also used to cry a lot when he used to hear this hadith. And he used to say, when this is the case of such top people, then what will be our condition? We who did not worry anything, we never went in jihad, we never learned knowledge to this extent and taught it, and we never spent money like this in every cause and in every good cause. And we did nothing, and we did not have sincerity, what will be our condition? And all this is that a person did all this. He practiced upon deen. He was like that, a pious person. But just because he did not have that sincerity. And on Qiyamah's day, the scrutiny, the auditing will be very, very heavy. So it is very necessary that a person makes fikr of making his islah, of getting sincerity properly within him. With sincerity, a little action also is very heavy. And without sincerity, lot of action also won't have any weight. May Allah let us realize, and in His kindness bless us with sincerity, and save us from doing things for name and fame and for show. Wa akhiru da'wana.